The community and voluntary sector minister hasn't read a damning report into the Hepatitis Foundation's extravagant spending and wasn't aware of her department's refusal to answer questions. RNZ revealed last week the foundation spent more than $128,000 on travel over 2 years for its board chairperson and paid for lavish dinners at top restaurants. Today, the charity's founder and the original complainant, Sandy Milne, referred the matter to the Attorney General. Following RNZ's stories, the charity called in a firm of accountants to review the regulator's findings, which it says contains inaccuracies the foundation has long contested. The foundation receives millions of dollars in funding from the Ministry of Health. Our political reporter Jo Moyer spoke to Minister Potaw Williams and started by asking her whether it was acceptable for taxpayers to have to fund the audit.
That's speculative, so I'm not really going to comment on that. I'm going to wait and see what comes out of this before I make any comment on that.
Was it acceptable for charity services not to publish a report despite the investigator recommending to do so?
That is not part of their brief. They don't publish those reports as far as I know.
So is it acceptable then for it to take more than a year from when the report was completed for it to be made public, but only through an Official Information Act request?
I'm unsure of what the actual regulations are around that, but as far as I know, with it now becoming a matter for Hepatitis Foundation to conduct their own audit, I think that it's probably best for me not to make any further comment until we see.
Do you think that those who suffer from hepatitis deserve to know that that sort of behaviour was going on and that there was an investigation underway? Because for 4 years they knew nothing and they still didn't know anything a year after the report was completed.
I think we have to be clear about the role of charities regulation in this, and this is about regulating an organisation and for them to be, so that they know that they are following the processes that are put in place. Then their decision about whether to register or deregister. And I think in this case, I think that we're all aware that the decision was to give the Hepatitis Foundation opportunities to make good on what was found during that process. Now that we're in a process where Hepatitis Foundation are reconsidering that, I think we should leave it until that work has been completed before we make any further comment.
Have you read the report?
No, I have not.
Why?
I just haven't read it.
So there's been constant media stories about lavish dinners at top Auckland restaurants using money that was meant for people suffering from hepatitis,
yes,
and you haven't read the report.
The regulator made comments on that and made recommendations to the Hepatitis Foundation about that.
They haven't fronted anyone for an interview.
That's the Hepatitis Foundation? Well, that's over to them. That's not over.
Charity services haven't fronted anyone for an interview.
Okay, well, I wasn't aware of that. So, thank you.
Is that good enough from a regulator when these sorts of things are coming out about taxpayers' money that was meant for people suffering from hepatitis? Is it good enough to not even front for an interview?
I will have to take that back to charity services. So, I wasn't aware that they hadn't made any comment at all. Thank you.